Oh, thank you. Thank you. Thank you so much. Really, thank you. My name's Keith Tiede. I'm the host of New Media Central Podcast. It's a weekly podcast. And this week, I recorded it in my car, and the audio on this second part is really horrible, and I apologize for that in advance. But there's some gems in there, and that's why I decided to go ahead and use it, even though it sounds bad. There's a lot of background noise. What I'm talking about is the gap, the difference between the horrible things that the Biden administration has done with the Department of Justice. They weaponized it against Trump. And now Kamala Harris is trying to say, well, Trump's going to bring the military in. Well, he's going to get rid of the bad guys. He's going to clean up the swamp, as he's put it. But the gap, the mainstream media and the left-leaning social media and all the left-leaning stuff out there that people listen to, they make it sound like they're even. Like, this horrible stuff that Biden Harris did is the same thing that Trump may or may not do. And it's just not the same. And they try to make it seem like the same. If there was a badness gauge, Biden Harris is way up at the very top where it's really, really bad. And Trump is down around the middle or a little bit lower. But they try to make it seem like that's even. And it's not. And I just wanted to point that out. That's the whole point I wanted to get with on this. But I wanted to get all the other gems, at least I think, the gems that are in there that I talk about that has to do with that. So it's annoying to have that in the background, but if you can put up with it and listen to it, it's a pretty good podcast. There's no reference point when Kamala Harris is talking about Donald Trump and saying that he's going to have the military take out his people he doesn't like. Wait a minute. Let's back up just a little bit about when the Biden administration with Kamala Harris says, yeah, let's get the DOJ after Trump. I mean, massive. The whole fucking government was put on Trump's ass by the Biden Harris administration. Massive amounts of government going after Donald Trump. Alright, let's stick that in your shirt pocket. We're going to have to come back to it later. Now, you got Kamala Harris saying Trump's going to use the military to take care of his opponents. People don't like him. What? First, wrong. That's conjecture. What they did is real. What she's saying about Trump, she made up, and it's shit they did. They weaponized the DOJ to go after Trump, which is essentially what she's claiming Trump's going to do if he's elected. She's scared, and she should be. If he gets elected, he will get her, legally. He won't have to weaponize the DOJ. They done stepped in it, and that's how he's going to get them. So the reference point is what I'm talking about. You have these two items. We're going to call them items. One's a supposition and one's a fact. The fact is the Biden-Harris administration weaponized the DOJ. There's no denying it. She is supposing that Trump is going to do something, but he hasn't, and he really is not going to. He will take care of the bad people, and he'll use whatever means necessary, but he's not going to weaponize like they did. So the gap, here's why my point, the gap between what the Biden-Harris administration did and what Trump may or may not do is massive. Regardless of what Trump does or doesn't do, the gap between what they did, weaponized the Department of Justice, compared to nothing, which is what Trump's going to do other than get a few of the really bad people out using legal means. That's what these departments are for, not going after one guy like they did on Trump. He's going to get rid of the bad element. He stated it, and he's going to do it. He will do it. It's something about Trump. If he says he's going to do something, he does it. No bullshitting around. And he does what he actually says he's going to do. But back, going off on tangents here, but back to the gap between what Biden-Harris did and what Trump may or may not do is vast. It's huge. It's one is really, 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 really horrible, bad for the whole country and everybody who lives here and the whole world. The other one has no consequence at all other than getting a few bad people out, which is a good thing. So that gap between what they actually did and what Trump may or may not do, whatever that range is, it's still, the gap is huge. But the reference point is what I want to talk about. And what I mean by that is, especially in the left-wing media, they make it seem like what they did with the Department of Justice by weaponizing it is exactly the same, even with what Trump may or may not do, which no matter what Trump does, it's nowhere near it. The bad, bad, bad part of what the Biden-Harris administration did compared to what anything anybody else would do is a huge gap. And they make it seem like, the press makes it seem like, the way they talk about it on everything, television shows, movies, the press, everything, they make it seem like it's the same. So they're on even footing here. Kamala Harris did maybe a bad thing a little bit. She's right here. And Trump did this horrible thing, which he really didn't do, and he may or may not do. And he's right here, and they're kind of even up on the badness scale. There's no comparison in reality. Reality is there's no comparison between what the Biden-Harris administration did and what Trump may or may not do. There's no, not even close. And they, and the press and everybody else, everything you listen to, which is almost everything available to listen to, is left-wing, with a few exceptions with Fox and some podcasts and websites and stuff. It's, I don't know if you can put a number on it, 85% left-leaning press and social media, so 15% right-wing. And the left-wing makes a big deal about that right-wing media. Oh, yeah, it used to be talk radio. That's what their phrase was for, oh, there's this group out there and they're far right-wingers and they're bad and they talk about bad stuff and beating up people and stuff. No, it's the gap. And I want to bring that out. I want to talk about that because it's a part of the brainwash. And the brainwash is huge, so I'm not going to talk a lot about it except for in this situation, because this is a big one, politics. Who's going to be the next leader of our country? It's important that we know that their reference point is way off, and what Biden-Harris did is a billion, gazillion, trillion, trillion, gazillion, billion, fectillion times worse than anything Trump may or may not do. It's a lot worse. And everybody needs to know that, whether you're left-wing, right-wing, or listening to the media and soaking up everything they say, doesn't matter who you are, you need to know that gap exists, and the reference point is way off, way the fuck off. I want that out there. I want everyone to know about the reference, about how Kamala Harris is a gazillion times worse than Donald Trump in every respect. Everything you can think of or see, she's a bazillion times worse. And no matter what the mainstream media, the press, TV shows, movies, all the left-leaning bullcrap out there, social media, all of it needs to reckon with that and tell all the people that they've been brainwashing all these years. We're sorry, but we've been brainwashing y'all for decades. We're sorry, but the reality is, and this is the press saying this, this is the mainstream media and all their legs stretching out across the country. You don't want this woman anywhere near that White House, as far away from it as possible. Now, just get what she deserves, and everybody in her boat, the machine, the deep state, whatever you want to call it, a bunch of bad people. They need to get shown. They need to have the light of truth, as Rush Limbaugh used to call it, the light of truth shown on them. And we're gonna elect Trump. It's gonna be a landslide, and the light of truth is gonna be shown. Everybody gets to see it. Reality lands square, smack dab, right in the middle of this country and shoots out all the way to every edge. reality is going to be the thing. Reality is going to be the real deal. It's not going to be the effed up reference point that the mainstream media has everyone believing. We're going to get real. We're going to sit right on reality and look around and go, oh, well, that was fucked up. Oh, well, that was awesome. Oh, that was fucked up. Oh, that was awesome. And just meet it out. Find out what's good and what's bad. We all know. Everybody knows deep down what's good and what's bad. We just need to get reality coming around what we all know and get it going. Get it right. Get it back. There's a lot of awesome, cool stuff in the time we live right now compared to like the 40s and 50s. But a combination of patriotism, loyalty, truth, the American way, working hard, working as hard as you can every day to get make your dream come true, the American dream. It was real then. It's not real right now. It could be again, and it will be, with all the cool shit we got now. We're going to have truth and responsibility and patriotism all wrapped up with a cool bow that's technology that's cool. All the cool shit we didn't have back then, we still got. And, of course, we got to go through that with a fine-tooth comb. What's good and what's not? AI? Yeah, it can be great. AI? Yeah, it can be the world's worst nightmare ever. But it's up to us. We can do it. And it's a great thing. Can be. We have to stay on top of it. We'll get it. We're going to overcome the machine's grip on this planet. Because there's enough of us in this country. It's been called the moral majority. It's the massive amount of people in this country that just want to do the right thing. That just want to go out and work. Have a hard day's work. Come home, be able to sleep at night because you worked hard all day. You're healthy. You're successful. You're happy. You're truthful. You can sleep at night. You can look at yourself in the mirror. And it's all real. It's all real. It's all here. We're gonna get her.